All right, folks. My time is dwindling down. It's almost time for me to get out of here. The T-Y-Y-M-E has to make the most of the day. And I pray that you all will also. You know what? I want to help you out in saying that priority is very important. So prioritize your day, the things that you would want to do and things you would want to say. You know, pause, think. Take that inventory that I spoke of. And I know many times you will hear someone say, don't let anybody steal your joy. Look, I'm going to put it this way. Every one of us has some type of problem with something that we're dealing with, some issues. We might have that one day that we are hurting so, so bad that we don't want to talk to anybody. We don't even want anybody to look over at us and look our way, say a word. So in your head, you know, when somebody's doing something really off the wall or that doesn't make sense, don't step to them. Just back away from them. Pray, okay? Pray for them. And pray for yourself and how you would handle the situation. I want you to live, all right? I want you to spread love and not the hate. Really. Pause, think. Oh, and write this down. I and my band, we're called Jazz Poetic. We will be at the Bridge Music Bar right in the heart of East Liberty at 6018 Broad Street from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. That's this Sunday, the 24th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Bridge Music Bar. I will be doing my poetry. We're called Jazz Poetic. So that's what it's about. Music and poetic pieces. So that can bring you some peace. We have fun with it as well. So don't think you understand and know what it is totally about. You have to come out and check us out. All right. I love you. And I will see you. Preferably, I'll see you Sunday on the 24th. But if not, I will be here that Monday. All right. Peace and blessings, and I will talk to you soon. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT, the inside from way out.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. My name is Paul. I host a little program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. Happens each and every Friday evening. However, right now and for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you music from The Clean. That's Tally Ho, the 1981 debut single from New Zealand's The Clean. It was also the very second single issued on the Flying Nun record label and peaked at number 19 on the New Zealand singles chart. Now, The Clean actually got their start back in 1978. Two brothers, David and Hamish Kilgore, started to play and write music together, David on guitar, Hamish on drums. Original bassist Peter Gutteridge was eventually replaced by Robert Scott. Now, the band took their name from a character in the movie Free Ride. The character's name? Mr. Clean.
Moved on to square one. Moved on to square one. You said square three. And I looked into your eyes. And you looked into my mouth. You said something. Well, I'm drawing to the hole. Yeah. To the hole, to the hole.
Thumbs off from The Clean as we are showcasing 30 minutes of the music from The Clean. Now, believe it or not, The Clean is actually cited as one of the first bands in New Zealand to play original music. And with a style that brought together primitive punk energy, jangling pop melody, and touches of psychedelic experimentation, their influence can actually be heard in bands like Yola Tango, Superchunk, Pavement, and Guided by Voices. Up next, I'm going to start off the next set with a song from a 1982 EP. And what I love is the name of this EP is Great Sounds Great, Good Sounds Good, So-So Sounds So-So, Bad Sounds Bad, Rotten Sounds Rotten. Yep, that's the name of the EP from said EP. It's Sidon here in a half-hour block of The Clean on WRCC.
Sidon. I go Sidon. Wall. I see a brick wall, a brick face, a face of brick. I feel sick. I go Sidon, I go Sidon. Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon. I crawl to the wall, I crawl with the wall, a lovely brick wall, a lovely brick wall, and I go Sidon.
Someone might someone might care. We'll be right back.
tell them Raul sent you.
Yeah, Raul.
3 million people can be wrong. 3 million people can be wrong.
Twist time.
Tell the monkeys in the suits and the monkeys on the top. They're doing such a beautiful job squashing all the sloth. Ah, the misery of money.
From their 1996 album, Unknown Country, that's Twist Top from The Clean. Sadly, in December of 2022, drummer and founding member Hamish Kilgore passed away. Over their 40-plus year career, The Clean released 5 studio albums, 2 live albums, 3 compilation albums, 5 EPs, and 3 singles. So to wrap up this half hour, they put out their last album, Mr. Pop, in 2009, but I'm going back to the 2002 release, Getaway, for Crazy. This has been 30 Minutes of The Clean here on WRCT.
Ooh, it makes me crazy. It seems so strange and hazy. Which way to go? Where to move from here? I have no sense of
wraps up this special half hour of programming here on WRCT featuring music from the New Zealand band The Clean. My name is Paul. I have been your host. Thank you so much for listening. I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records, located in Millvale. Their phone number, 412-821-8484.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at WRCT.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. sure to die in. That's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip-a-dee-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be.
sunshine, oh me sunshine, walk with me while it's a skip-a-dee-doo-da-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Shine on me sunshine, walk with me while it's a skip-a-dee-doo-da-day.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath. You'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has car.